I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us. Each day, we do our level best to put you in someone else's shoes on this planet. So here's where we start today. Imagine you've lived in the U.S. nearly your entire life. You have a job here, a family, and now you find yourself facing uncertainty and possible deportation. Hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants don't have to imagine that. They've been able to stay and work in the U.S. legally thanks to DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, started under President Obama but now being phased out by President Trump. Here's reporter Tipa Fernandez with the story of one DACA recipient, a health worker in Florida.
Magali Torres is a dental assistant and loves it when preschoolers open their mouths real big for her to peer in.
A ver tus dientes.
They make such funny faces, she often has to stifle a laugh. They also tell her stories. This child launches into a big story about not going to the dentist because he's sick. Torres nods sympathetically. Torres works in a migrant Head Start center in Immokalee, a small agricultural city in southwestern Florida. A lot of people, immigrants from Latin America, live here. A lot of kids coming from farming families. Some are undocumented. Most probably wouldn't see a dentist if not for Torres.
I didn't really go to the dentist until I was an adult and I was able to pay for it on my own.
Torres, she's from a farming family too. Her parents worked the fields from the minute they arrived to Immokalee from Mexico. Torres was just 7.
And I see myself in those kids. I was those kids.
She breaks down. She says her parents struggled to provide her with what she needed. That motivates her work today as a nurse assistant at this community center.
And if it wasn't for the services that we provide and that I help provide, the kids would not get the dental services that they need.
Torres was born in Matamoros in northern Mexico, bordering Texas. She remembers staying indoors because of the dangers from drug cartels outside. She didn't even realize on the day her mother packed her into the car and they drove off to Florida, they would never return. But, Torres says, her mother did the right thing. Matamoros wasn't safe. And being undocumented in the U.S., well, it didn't seem to matter until she was in 11th grade.
When people started taking the SATs, ACTs to go to school, and I knew I would be unable to continue my education.
She wanted to go to college. Florida has good schools, she says. All her friends were applying.
And it was hard because I did have good grades. And we would all have to go see our guidance counselor. He would tell me, he didn't know at the time my legal status. He would tell me, with your grades, you could go to any school you want, most likely be able to get a scholarship. I acted like I wasn't interested.
She pushed away thoughts of college, got married, had kids. Then she figured out a way to study.
I went to a technical college here in Immokalee. Even before I got my work permit, I had already went and signed up for their licensed practical nursing program.
She got that work permit through DACA, a program started by Obama that granted permits to people like Torres who came to the U.S. as kids. She says the permit was a blessing, not just because she could attend school and work legally, but because she could worry about deportation less.
Unless you live it, you will never understand how that feels. And DACA has given me peace of mind that I'm going to see my kids at the end of the day.
But now Trump is ending DACA. He says it rewards people who've lived in the U.S. without papers. Torres faces a 2019 deadline when her work permit expires and is under a lot of pressure to figure out another way to stay here legally. So, to keep from worrying so much, she busies herself, volunteering. On Mondays, she trains kids at a church to be altar servers.
Yeah, next time you're going to do it for real, Adriana. We got a couple of more minutes. One more minute, one more person to try it with the incense, and then we have to go back because I have an announcement.
After one of those trainings, alone in the cavernous church, I ask her about the proposal in Congress that would offer DACA recipients a fix, a way to stay legally, but that it might not protect their undocumented parents.
Do you feel like the DACA community, that you'd be okay with that?
No, we would not. It's something that
when it, if it does come, we would probably organize protests and try and make it so that doesn't happen.
She says her parents got legal status. They're okay now. But she knows others like her who fear their parents will get deported while they get to stay.
A lot of us DACA recipients are activists, so we would not just let that happen. We would fight, protest, and try and make it so our parents can stay here as well.
It's late now, and Torres heads home to her own children. Homework to check, dinner to cook. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Immokalee, Florida.